It's the after show.
This morning on Warm at 1.3, we were talking about your love of glitter. On your newsletter, you talked about how you hated, you know, your daughter loved the glitter, and you finally gave in.
Yes. Because, you know, I mean, the point is, when I had to just transform my thinking to whenever I saw the glitter in my house, I saw Ella instead of mess, right? And doing that worked, actually. It made me see the magic that was all around the house, if not the way that she saw it, at least enjoy it a little bit, or at least not loathe it as I have. Right?
Well, I get it. I mean, it's just, it doesn't go away. You find it years later in your house somewhere.
It's true. But you know what? In the whole, what does it really hurt? How could I possibly be a grump about it? And I was thinking about that for my column because it translates really, really well to Christmas. And the reason I mean this is that, you know, in my opinion, about 50% of the population starts their glitter phase every year in the middle of October, and it just does not stop. It peaks at December 25th, and, you know, it even continues into January. And the fact is, I am just so over it. I'm over it before it begins every year. And probably that has something to do with the fact that we help people all year round plan for the holiday season and all their holiday promotions and all their holiday marketing. And by the time it comes, it's just, for me, it's a big anticlimax. So in privately, inside, and you know, I try not to say this too publicly because I'll get, you know, all the hate. It's the holidays are a little tough for me. And they're tough for a lot of people, right?
Yeah,
and
you're not alone in that, yeah.
So what do you do with all those people around you who start celebrating and counting down on December 26th to the next Christmas, right? And I think my philosophy is that you look at it like you look at Ella's glitter, meaning I'm actually glad these people are in the world. I'm glad they're spreading joy. And if I can look around and instead of seeing, oh, Christmas glitter, I see just those people that I care about who really love Christmas. The thing is, I wouldn't dream of telling my children that I don't really love Christmas because they so do.
Right.
And I didn't want to – I have this whole theory of don't stomp on somebody's bliss.
Oh, no, don't.
Right? I mean, somebody's bliss – like somebody who loves football and you don't stomp on their bliss. Don't just say that you don't like football. Why would you do that? It's part of them. What they love is part of them. So don't go around stomping on people. Don't go around stomping on things that people love.
No stomping, people.
No stomping. It's tempting to do that just for like witty banter. But you know what? Right. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just enjoy their enjoyment.
She's talking to somebody in particular?
I think, I don't know.
I think it's you.
Thank you for letting me be on my soapbox in today's podcast, guys.
I'm about to give Christy another eye roll. Okay, so get your eyes ready to roll,
okay?
Because I'm going to talk about space again.
Oh, jeez.
Right now, Deborah, there is a spaceship hurtling toward the sun, okay? And they expect it, right now it's going over 360,000 miles an hour. They expect it to reach a speed of over 500,000 miles an hour. That's the top speed.
Sure.
It's going to fly within a few million miles of the sun just because they want to learn more about the sun. But can you imagine if they could harness that? Yeah. You'd get to the moon in less than an hour. Wouldn't that be something?
It would.
I don't know
what happens to the human body if you're going a 500,000 miles an hour, and how do you put the brakes on that one, okay?
I don't know, but can you volunteer to be on the first one? Sorry. Is that out loud again?
Oh, Christy.
Oh, wait. We're supposed to spread joy.
Spread joy.
Stomping on my bliss.
Don't
I wonder who she was talking
on
about.
Your bliss.
Don't stomp on Tony's
every
bliss.
Every day.
That's your job. That's in your job description.
I get paid for that.
Oh, man.
But that's actually pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Isn't that pretty amazing?
That is amazing.
I
know.
Even I will admit, we talk about space a lot, and sometimes I do roll my eyes because you're a total geek about it, but you do. That is pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you one. One out of a thousand.
One. Okay. One. That's it. It's all I needed. It's all I wanted. One.
Don't you feel better today? You can go into the weekend knowing you got one out of a thousand.
I won one battle. It's like my house. I won one battle.
Oh, you win at your house?
Well, once in a while. I was right about something last week. I don't remember what it was, but I was right about something.
Do you like keep bringing it up, though? Like, remember that one time? One time when I was right?
No, but because there's no that's a lost leader because Believe me, she can bring up a million other times. Right. So, you know, matter of fact, yesterday she brought something up that, you know, and it's not important what it was because it's just something to do with working on the house. And, and you know, I thought her idea wasn't. I misunderstood her idea. Okay, so when she told it to me, I thought, well, that's not a good idea. But it turns out it was exactly what we should do. And so, you know, she's been bringing that up for 2 days. And
I do it too to Jason. So I know, funny.
It's in your DNA. It's everybody with a uterus. That's how that works. Okay?
Must be. It's very funny.
So anyway. Anything else on the podcast agenda this morning?
No, I'm just going to decorate for Christmas all weekend. I'm doing lights, tree, the village. I'm going to put the village up. Although, my furnace went out and, yeah, I know.
It's cold in your house?
Well, we're using space heaters. And my mom came home yesterday. She already tripped a thing.
Of course she did.
Yeah, right? Mom. Of course she did. So I got to be careful how much I plug in right yet.
Yeah.
Until I get my furnace fixed.
Jeez.
Those suckers are expensive.
No kidding.
You know, you know what, Christy, just heat the house by your mother's cigarettes, okay? You know,
she doesn't smoke inside. No, Tony, we have a corn furnace we got when we built the house. We bought it.
What are you talking about?
It burns with corn.
Kernels.
It does not smell like popcorn.
Although
that wouldn't be so bad, would it? No, would that be bad?
No.
But
burnt popcorn smells terrible.
Okay, well, I don't know how it works. All I know is I already have one. I've invested money in this. Why am I going to buy something else?
Will you buy corn kernels?
I don't know.
The corn kernels are burning?
I actually don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
He knows. I have not a clue.
Okay.
No, trust me. We bought it 16 years ago, and it's still not in. I think it might be the time, since I already paid for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you do live in the country. Okay. You might be a redneck if you burn
corn.
The
wave of the future, Tony.
House. Yeah, sure it is.
That's what they told me when I bought it.
Yeah, of course they did. It's like, you know what? We found a good hack for getting rid of weeds in the summertime.
Yeah.
Spray vinegar on them on a hot, sunny day, and the vinegar will kill any weed within an hour. Okay, and it won't come back. It's better than Roundup, and the only side effect is you feel like having a salad.
Yeah. So I just looked it up. A corn stove, as they call it, it's what I got, is a type of home heater that produces heat with the feeding of dry corn kernels rather than wood or propane. Dried corn contains oil and ethanol for heat production and burns cleaner than other fuels available. It sounds very, very eco-friendly, right?
Yeah, it sounds very, very pricey.
Well, just go to AMC theaters and steal the corn before they put it in the popper.
Because that's a great idea.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I'm done. I'm done with you. Here, I try to, for once, save the environment, Tony. I am doing a good thing. And you, sir, are
discouraging on your bliss.
It. Yes, you did.
All right. And that's
the after show.